Thank you, Al, for asking me to share, and to all of you for listening. God bless you. The two main places in the Bible I'm going to share from tonight are Genesis chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1. The title to my sharing is His Book of Promises. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." Interesting how the word rule is used. What would we on earth do without either light that God gave us? Last Tuesday, I had a great evening walking angel after sunset. I was able to see a big, beautiful orange-colored moon on the eastern horizon. Maybe you did, too. My neighbors were so excited when I pointed it out, including three little boys under 10 years old, a couple passing by with their daughter in a stroller, singing her heart out. My neighbor Jen remarked, "Oh, that's the corn moon." I knew full moons had different names, but I had never heard of that one. The corn moon was given its name by a tribe in the northeast part of the U.S. to celebrate the corn harvest and other crops. Europe has a fruit harvest this time of year and calls it the fruit moon. NASA calls it the barley moon. It is the final full moon of summer. There are 13 full moons in 2020. October will have two full moons. One is October 1st, and one is October 31st. That one will be a blue moon, which is an infrequent phenomenon of an additional full moon in a one-month period. There is a phrase you may have heard, "once in a blue moon." Thankfully, this does not apply to God's promises. Another thought I had regarding the moon is from a movie you may know called It's a Wonderful Life. In it, Jimmy Stewart tells his sweetheart, Mary, he would lasso the moon for her. Our Heavenly Father God is the one who gave us the moon with all his heart and love to us, his very own sweetheart. In Genesis 1:14, he tells us why. "For signs, seasons, days, and years." Verse 15 says, "to give light upon the earth." That big, beautiful corn moon put out a lot of light that night, truly magnified it. In Psalm 138:2, it says, "Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." And God's word is really just a book of all his promises. So when life gets too hard, as the song says, go have a talk with God and find those promises you need, because you know that he cares. Thinking of God's word as a book of promises is really a blessing for me. Right now I'm reading the prophets, which is pretty dark reading, as so much goes wrong. But remembering that all of it points to God's promises is pretty remarkable. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, "For all the promises of God in him Christ are yes. Because of this, by way of him, we have an amen to the glory of God." Amen means yes. In one translation, it's a resounding yes. So I want to end this sharing by seeing how many amen promises I could find in one section of Scripture. And that's in 1 Peter chapter 1. I chose verses 2 through 13. You may not be surprised that I found 11 promises from God there with a mere 4 responses that we are to have. I'm using the Megara Aramaic Peshitta New Testament. So we'll start in verse 2, and there we'll see 2 promises. The first one is that we're chosen. The second one is that we have grace and peace multiplied to us. Amen. Those who were chosen by the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the holiness of the Spirit, to be to the obedience and the purifying by sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. In verse 3, we have a lively hope, great expectation. Amen. Blessed be God, the Father of Jesus Christ, who by his great mercy has fathered us to the hope of life by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In verse 4, we have an inheritance. What kind of inheritance? The verse says, and to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfailing inheritance that is prepared for you in heaven. Verse 5, the promise is that we are kept or protected by the power of God through our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Being kept by the power of God and by faith for the life that is prepared to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6, now in this verse we have a response. And the response is that we will rejoice forever. The verse reads, in which you will rejoice forever, even though in this time you are discouraged a little by the various trials that have happened to you. Now we go to verse 7, which is another promise. That promise is glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen.
So that the testing of your faith may appear more precious than refined gold that is refined by fire, for the glory and honor and praise at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. This verse is a response that we should have, that we love him and that we rejoice in him. You have not seen him yet love, and by his faith you rejoice with glorious joy that is unspeakable or inexpressible. Verse 9, another promise. We have the reward of our faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you would receive the reward of your faith, the life or salvation of your soul. Verse 10, we have grace now. Amen.
Amen.
It is that life that the prophets investigated when they prophesied about the grace that was to come, that has been given to you. Verse 11, another promise. We know his, Christ's glory will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And they searched for what time that the Spirit of Christ that was living in them showed and testified when the sufferings of Christ and his glory that follows would come to pass. Verse 12. The promise is that things are now revealed to us. And it was revealed to all who were seeking that they were not seeking for themselves, but they were prophesying these things for us that now are revealed to you by way of those things that we announced by the Holy Spirit that was sent from heaven into which things even the angels desired to investigate. And the last verse has two responses and one promise. The responses in verse 13 are, gird up the loins of your mind, prepare your thinking, and be watchful and hope. The promise is we will have joy at Christ's appearing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because of this, gird up the loins of your thinking and be completely watchful and hope for the joy that will come to you at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next time you look towards the moon, the same moon that we share with Anthony Sagwa and all the people in Africa and people all over this earth, be reminded that the moon and stars are only part of God's wonderful promises that are found in His book of promises. Amen. God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and all the promises that are in your word, and that you have made them just for us, God, to bless us, and that you get so blessed fulfilling those promises, and that your Son, Jesus Christ, was the way that we got these promises, and that you both love us so much and know our hearts, and that you take care of each one of us in your loving way. So we thank you for all this. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, amen.